There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Made in the UAE. Brought to you by Emirates Global Aluminium, making metal for the world in the UAE.
And we're looking at a new tyre factory that's been opened in Saudi Arabia. Edward Lammers is the Vice President of Commercial and Business Development at Kizad, the industrial zone up the road in Abu Dhabi. He's with us in the studio. Edwin, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be.
So the new tyre factory in Kizad, the industrial zone, it's not open yet, but they're just starting building it. It's a Chinese company, and they've chosen Abu Dhabi for this massive tyre plant that, by my maths, is going to churn out up to 4 million tyres a year. Give us the details.
The 4 million tyres, and that's even the start of it. The proud thing for us is that we're going to be able to establish something which is new, not being seen yet in the UAE or in Middle East, of this scale, bringing Chinese investments across to Abu Dhabi along the Belt and Road Initiative. And this is the first serious factory that is taking benefit of it.
So it's called Roadbot, which is not a name I've heard of. There are names we think of with tyres, Goodyear, Pirelli and what have you. This is a new one. Roadbot, you say, is a new brand for the UAE, but the Chinese company behind it has a long track record of making tyres in China. Give us the background.
Tyrebot is the company in China who is producing for a number of large global brands already in concession. Besides that, they are producing their own tyres. And their desire is now to come to the UAE to produce the first made in UAE tyre under their own brand, under their own name, besides the concession they have on other big brands.
So how did you guys get them in? Because building something of this size and attracting it to your facility, I mean, you know, there's a lot of negotiation that goes with that. What were you able to put on the table that made them think, yeah, Kizad's exactly where we want to be?
The relationship between the Chinese government and the Abu Dhabi government along the Belt and Road Initiative was last year emphasized by the visit of President Xi Jinping. And with the discussions of the development of the Chinese government of establishing themselves a large scale with the manufacturing capacity in Kizad helped us to provide the right package to a company like this to come in.
And what does that package look like? Because in a lot of countries, it's things like tax cuts or 4 years tax exemption, and that obviously isn't what we're offering here.
They see a bigger picture. It goes without saying that they benefit from all sorts of free zone incentives for which are applicable to any of the investors. But they see the future of moving out of China, which is being promoted very much by the Chinese government, and to use Abu Dhabi as a location from where you can both conquer the UAE market and export into the world.
And how much will this then be almost a sales tool for you for other big manufacturers coming here, that you'll be able to show them that this works and this is what Roadbot has been able to do?
For us, the automotive industry is very key. So we can see that with this, on top of the complete build units that are already being handled a lot through Al-Futtaim and Hassanabad, through our areas, we can build on this automotive cluster where the tyre manufacturing part is one of it, but you need to look at other spare part opportunities as well.
One of the things we saw, we covered the story a week to 10 days ago, was Abu Dhabi looking into cutting the energy prices it charges to big industrial companies. Because whatever you're making, aluminium, tyres, frozen chickens, energy is a big part of the industrial manufacturing process. To what extent were they looking at those energy prices, access to cheap energy, as part of the reasons for setting up in Abu Dhabi?
Any business coming down to any location will look at the total package. For this company, of course, the low utility prices in Abu Dhabi was very key in order to have a feasible business. But they also see the bigger strategic picture of establishing yourself as a Chinese company in the UAE and be able to produce something with a made in UAE brand.
Let's take a step back and look at Kizad and where you go from here in 2019. We're back in business and looking at that. I was up there 4 weeks ago, looking at the aluminium plant that they've got there. Not the EGA aluminium plant, but the one next door to it, where they're making aluminium pipes and rods, for example, for the electricity industry. And it's clearly going well for the handful of businesses that are there. But it's early days for Kizad, isn't it? And inevitably, we compare it to Jebel Ali here in Dubai. What's your strategy for 2019 to attract more companies like this? Because they do have a bunch of options, don't they, Edwin? Just here in the UAE, within 150 kilometres of you, they've probably got 10 or 15 different options for setting up an industrial company.
For sure. But what you need to realize that we have not only the availability of resources, for example, with EGA having aluminium available for downstream manufacturing of aluminium products, or Emirates Steel having steel products available, Borouge with their plastics. If you combine all these elements together with the abundance of space, connectivity to a deep draft port, I think you have a lot of elements together which will make it attractive for enhancing the in-country value. At this moment, we use the natural resources of the government to export them very much. But by this, we can really support the government's objective to turn those resources into more added value into the country.
So which kind of industries do you think you'd be attracting? Because when I drove up there, I drove past a massive chicken processing plant. I think it's Sadia Chickens, a Brazilian company, was there. I went to Ducab, which is the cable company. The massive aluminium smelter is clearly there. We can see that. That's kind of big, heavy industry. Is that essentially what this tyre factory is? Massive, 4 million tyres a year. Is it essentially just that large-scale manufacturing, or do SMEs have a role to play in Kizad?
The total ecosystem needs to be there for large industries to develop themselves. When you establish a large key player like an EGA or Sadia Chicken, it offers a lot of opportunities for SMEs to come and get yourself around these kind of companies in order to be part of that supply chain. And the way we have structured the development of our Kizad area is to make sure that we can accommodate them closely to those large anchor tenants and make sure that we can create a throughout supply chain solution for them.
So what's in the pipeline for 2019? I'm sure there's a lot you can't tell me, but what can you tell me?
We have a lot of ambitions on the automotive industry. With Roadbot upcoming now, it just emphasizes which direction we are heading into. We recently launched Kizad Polymers Park in cooperation with ADNOC, which shows that on the plastics downstream, we see a lot of opportunities. So if you take that into account, together with food and aluminium, we have a lot of opportunities to work on in the coming year.
There's clearly a lot to be done, so we're going to let you go and head off down the road back to Abu Dhabi. But we really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for sharing stories of the new tyre factory opening up down in Kizad. Edwin Lammers is the Vice President of Commercial and Business Development at Kizad, the Khalifa Industrial Zone Abu Dhabi, to give it its full title. And we really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.